Good day of football, a tough day of football, a lot of injuries, really for both teams. We had Jordy with the knee and TJ and Scott being evaluated for concussions. Had a couple guys going for IVs. So, I mean, that's definitely something that you have to, you know, push through. And it was moved on to the second guys there in the second quarter. Thought we did some good things, really the second half. The field position and the penalties and things like that are things that we got to learn from. So it's always great to compete against Pittsburgh and get a hot day here like this. This is definitely an experience that we can draw from. You know, as far as the way it challenges your focus, obviously hydration. We didn't hit our target there with the number of guys we had go in and out of the game. So good days work, tough days work, and we'll definitely grow from it. With that, I'll take your questions.
Hard to suspect a serious injury.
Jordy's injury, I'm just, you know, I'm in a position of listening to all the information. And really, until we can get back to Green Bay and, you know, do scans and things like that, that we'll have all the information. But, you know, I mean, Jordy Nelson is a key member of our football program, you know, both on the field and off the field, probably more so off the field. I mean, Jordy's a great player. He's tremendous in the locker room. He's a tremendous family man. So, yes, he's a key member of our program, and, you know, we're looking for good news tomorrow. That's my mindset.
You feel like wide receiver depth is something they could overcome if it's a short-term, long-term?
That's a hypothetical. You can ask me that tomorrow.
If you evaluate Barkley's play, he was in there for the
Don Barkley, you know, it's exactly what he needed. He needed to play a lot, you know, coming back from a knee injury. So I know there were some plays that didn't go very well for Don, but we'll look at the video and look at the whole picture. But I don't have a value. I didn't sit there and study Don today.
Did the safety change your amount of time you're going to leave Aaron in? Because you had said before the game you might go the whole first half, or at least
into the second quarter was the plan. You know, what I was really talking to this morning with the offensive coaches, I was a little nervous in hindsight about not getting Matt work in the second half. So, you know, after the first drive, we felt good about the offense. You know, Aaron took a shot. You know, he got hit on the sack, but it was nothing of serious nature that he couldn't play in the game. So, you know, just being preseason smart, I like to look at it that way.
Mike, so the fact that Aaron was on the sideline with his right wrist or forearm wrapped with ice, if this was a regular season game, do you think he was fine? He would have been able to keep playing?
Correct.
And I understand your injury policy, but I also understand that Doc McKenzie would have done a preliminary test on Jordy's knee. Did the preliminary results show?
I mean, I get where you're going. Hey, like I said, Jordy Nelson is a key member of our football team, you know, but I'm not going to get into preliminary test, you know, opinions, trying to beat someone to be first out there. So, like I said, I'm hoping and praying for good news tomorrow. That's the way I look at it,
Mike,
based on the information I've been given.
You went for two right off the bat. Was that by design? Anything?
Yes, we're trying to work on two-point plays in the preseason. It was great that Pittsburgh went for two to give our defense the opportunity. So, we're just trying to, you know, get through those different situations, fourth downs, you know, things like that. Just trying to get as much work as we can in the preseason.
Mike, what has Gunther shown you now in some straight preseason games?
He's competitive. No, he's always scrapping for the ball. You know, I thought he had a big time pass defense down there in the end zone to my left. So he's definitely, you know, I think he's one of those guys you look for your team to take a step from week one to week two. I think my initial reaction is he took a step today.
Like, did guys have to change cleats or anything on the field? It looked like there was a lot of slipping early on.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what pregame's for. I'm not aware of anybody, a bunch of shoes changes and so forth. I mean, that is a common practice anytime. I mean, this is, surface is obviously different than the last time we played here. We played in the winter. So, but that's common anytime you go on the road, particularly, you know, to a stadium that you haven't been to in a while.
Like the guys that left on carts, Hubbard and Randall, those were the guys who were
IVs. Yes.
Mike, how much work does a guy like Aaron Rodgers, that's such a veteran, has been in your offense for so long, really need as far as preseason to be ready?
Well, to me, it's not about the individual, and it's we're fortunate that we have Aaron. Aaron's a great player, a great quarterback, but it's more about the work that he does with the people around him. Because in my opinion, great players make other players better. So it's playing as a unit, and that's the way we always look at it. But in the same breath, you got to find that common ground of being smart with a guy like Aaron.
Why did Scott play as much as you intended to play him when you realized he might have a
Well, I didn't realize it. I didn't realize that he was being evaluated until after we made the change. But, yeah, that's where we wanted to go because I wanted to play both Brett and Matt second half.
What have you thought of Scott these two games now? He was terrific in preseason last year, and he seems to have...
Well, that's what you want. I mean, you want that backup quarterback to keep it going. So, that's the key, and that's the way we've always trained them. If you're going to be a no-huddle offense, you want your number two to come in and, keep the offense playing the way you want to play because, you design offense a certain way because of the people all through the offense. So Scott's done a really good job of that compared to, obviously the tough spot he was put into his first year when he wasn't here for training camp.
Mike, the first drive of the game, 80 plays, 10 yard drive.
80 plays.
80 yards play, as opposed to 80 plays, 10 yards. Did they give you a feeling that you're ready, your offense is ready?
Yeah, I mean, we've done some really good things the first 2 weeks, but there's a lot of football still. We're only halfway through the preseason. I'm more worried about the practice time. We really only have 3 practices left. So, we've got 2 this week and 1 real one next week. So, I just look at the amount of work that we need to get done. Field position was something that really swung on us today. So, there's some definite fundamental things that we need to look at there and improve on. So, and that's always tough. Special teams is always a challenge this time of year because you're playing everybody. I mean, everybody plays, throughout the whole game, and you really don't have a lot of flow in the combinations and have different guys line up next to different guys. So, we need to, as you go in the third week, start to try to get some patterns established to get some flow there.
Mark, how'd you think to kick the ball?
Just looking at the field position, obviously it was lopsided, and we had 2 turnovers on top of it. So, I'd have to say, not as well as we'd like.
Are you a little concerned with both Ty and with Jeff? Ty had the first 2 pickoffs, he kind of bobbled them before gathering. Are you a little surprised those 2 guys had?
Well, they're young. They're young and haven't had a lot of reps at it. That's why we, tried to get both of them work today. And Rajon went back there and did a really nice job on the first one. And, then we didn't bring the second one out. So, that's part of having young players. They need those reps. It's so important. So.
Last one.
What kind of stuff do you think Richard Rodgers keeps taking? We're going to touch that one.
I think we're going to, feel good at the end of the year when we look back on the season that he had as a second-year player and say he's one of those guys that took that step. He's had a good camp, and, he's done some really good things, both last week and this week.